On Monday's front page, the troops are gone, but Iraq is angry the State Department is using pilotless drones to keep up with things. The campaign in Florida is going down to the wire. Newt Gingrich is trying to rally his grassroots coalition against Mitt Romney. Over the weekend, Gingrich's team stepped up its outreach to religious leaders and Tea Party followers. And if ET phones, astronomers are standing by. We'll look at how they're carrying on the hunt for alien life forms. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Iraq is angry. The State Department is operating a small fleet of surveillance drones to protect the U.S. Embassy. Senior Iraqi officials say the unarmed aircraft are an insult to Iraqi sovereignty. Until now, drones have mostly been run by the Pentagon and the CIA. U.S. contractors say the State Department is considering plans to fly unarmed surveillance drones in other potentially high-threat countries, including Indonesia and Pakistan. They could also take to the skies in Afghanistan after the bulk of U.S. troops leave there in the next 2 years. State Department officials say no decisions have been made. Sunni leaders in Iraq ended their boycott of parliament. It's the first sign Iraq may manage to work through the sectarian political crisis. Officials can now go ahead with a national summit meeting on reconciliation among Shiites, Kurds, and Sunnis. The Sunnis said calling off the boycott was mainly a goodwill gesture. The underlying issues that touched it off remain unresolved. Also on Monday's front page, Newt Gingrich is trying to rally his grassroots coalition against Mitt Romney. Romney's resurgence was affirmed by new polls that showed his lead was widening in Florida. Gingrich moved to consolidate his new role as the leader of the populist conservative movement and ride that through the Tuesday primary. His team stepped up its outreach to religious leaders and Tea Party followers as he prepared for a marathon nominating contest beyond Florida. The going could get rough. Romney is the overwhelming favorite in states like Nevada and Michigan. But back in Florida, Romney has yet to land an endorsement from former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Romney's been trying. He traded emails and he met with Bush. Romney's campaign was set to offer Bush a title as national co-chairman alongside New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, but several Republicans familiar with the offer say it was declined. Bush is said to have told Romney and his allies he'd have to earn an endorsement after his double-digit defeat in the South Carolina primary. Many Catholic colleges are pushing back against a ruling from the Obama administration on contraception. The administration says the new health care law requires insurance plans at Catholic institutions to cover birth control. Some Catholic institutions have stopped prescribing the pill. Students have been going to Planned Parenthood or private doctors. Fordham University law student Bridget Dunlap even organized a one-day off-campus clinic staffed by volunteer doctors who wrote prescriptions for dozens of women. Here in New York, Manhattan's Soho neighborhood may be getting a business improvement district. That's a public-private partnership that collects assessments to pay for local improvements like better trash pickups. Artist Sean Sweeney and many of his neighbors aren't happy. He says they don't need a business improvement district, they need a resident improvement district. Artists who've lived in Soho for years don't want more tourists and real estate developers. If ET calls, astronomers are standing by. They've gone private. No federal funds have been spent searching for radio signals from outer space since 1993. Even so, a band of astronomers has kept on looking for extraterrestrial intelligence. They stopped last year for a while when they ran short on money, but they're back in business with money from Silicon Valley millionaires and equipment scrounged from the public. They're now using 42 radio telescopes in California. Inside Monday's Times, Syria stepped up its crackdown in the Damascus suburbs. Heavy clashes were reported as troops and tanks were sent in. At the same time, Russia indicated it would oppose efforts to force President Bashar al-Assad to step down. The fighting came a day after the Arab League suspended its monitoring mission. Last week, Hamas signaled its leader, Khaled Meshaal, had abandoned its base in Damascus. On Sunday, he paid a low-key visit to Jordan. He and other Hamas officials arrived in Amman with the Crown Prince of Qatar. They went on to meet King Abdullah II. Jordan shut down the former Hamas headquarters in Amman 13 years ago. That forced Hamas to relocate to Damascus. In Florida, campaigns and super PACs are singling out potential voters with specificity. That explains the ads on the Weather Channel. Research shows 36% of Florida Republicans watched the Weather Channel at least once in the last week. Republican strategist Betsy Vonderhyde says she doesn't want to target independents or Democrats, so she avoids The Late Show with David Letterman and Two and a Half Men on CBS. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has put a second cop on the financial beat. Benjamin Losky has been taking on high-profile issues as superintendent of a new state agency called the Department of Financial Services. Some people in Albany see it as infringing on State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Actor Cleo Berry says he was stunned to learn he'd become an amputee in ads New York City is posting. The ad agency doctored a photo to make it look as if he had one leg. Berry says he was beyond shocked. He's worried the photo could hurt his career. Last season, he played a hotel concierge on the Fox series House. The city is running the ad in its campaign against fast food and sugary sodas, which the ad says contribute to diabetes. That's our preview of Monday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.